Joy Minor, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on, for that nightlight is out of 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I am the head custodian at a middle school here, and I had to leave early today because I'm going to do a funeral for a friend. And I wrote this at the tail end of the newsletter. I call myself the philosopher king there so that I can avoid the ACLU trying to get me for preaching at school. But the philosopher's corner said this, enter at your own risk. You were born still here. My friend that I'm doing a funeral for had a blood disease that required an infusion of platelets and iron 2 times a week for 4 hours each visit at Mountain State's Tumor Institute for the last 16 years. The amazing thing about Johnny was that he had the ability to have a happy spirit even in the midst of a lifelong battle with a debilitating disease. He could often be heard singing and whistling as he made his way through his day. As I've been thinking back over his life and looking at mine, I sometimes find myself feeling sorry for myself over some difficult issue that's in my life. But I'm realizing that if we wait until everything is perfect in our life to find joy and happiness, will never find those things. A miner must move mountains of earth before he finds ounces of gold. Perhaps we need to move aside the problems of our life and look for the happiness and joy that's all around us. We tend not to see because we haven't done the work of moving the problems aside. So we need to be a joy miner, moving the problems to the side so we can see the joy and happiness that God has given to us each day. I would wager that no matter how difficult you find your life right now, there's probably someone within your network of friends and family that has things far worse than you. Perhaps just for today, we can be thankful for this day and the joy and happiness that is within it. Just some random thoughts about living life with gratitude and expectancy. Mighty Father God, forgive me for my murmuring, complaining spirit. God, you know how wicked my heart can be. I ask that you would forgive me and help me to set aside the weights and cares of this old world system and see the joy that you've crowned each day with. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know that we have so much to be thankful for, God. Help us to do better. Help us to live better as vibrant examples like my friend Johnny was. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.